Welcome to the Chase the Red Grape podcast. Our podcast covers a wide range of topics from health, wellness, food, fitness, and everything that life holds in between. We hope that you will join us on gaining both the male and female perspective on a range of topics and issues as we delve into talking about our life and yours and how we can all be healthier, happier people. A life worth living should be easy and fun, and that's exactly what the aim of our game is. This podcast will cover all issues relating to health, but please note that none of the information should be taken as medical advice. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 43. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
To chat to you this week about body image, and what a topic this is. Last week, I wrote a 5 top tips on Tuesday post about body image and the factors that I want you to keep in mind when taking this topic into account. I made it clear that health is first and foremost the most important aspect of our lives because, of course, life cannot be lived without health. So I think that's like kind of my, you know, I'm talking about body image and how it relates to your health and living a healthy, happy life, which is all what this podcast is about. So I guess we're just going to dive straight into this topic. I don't know where this conversation is exactly going to take us, but I know we have a lot to say.
Yeah, just see how it goes.
So I think the first thing I would want everyone to know is that you are not alone. You're definitely not alone. Every single one of us has insecurities and we all compare ourselves with other people. You know, we are always going to, even if you never see anybody else in the world, you never see anything else that's going on, you're always going to have those insecurities about yourself. You know, it's human nature. You know, you're always, if you go back to, you know, oh, let's use that good old chestnut example of back to caveman times, you know, there was always going to be people who were faster than you or stronger than you.
Yeah, it may
you,
not have been their body image, but it was something.
Yeah, there was always something that made you feel insecure about yourself, or you had something that was different. Now, we don't know whether or not they obsessed about them, like, to the extent that we did, but we do have that psychological urge to compare.
Yeah.
And I think a big part of body image that I wish people would talk about more often is just the simple fact of realizing that you're not alone.
Yeah.
In doing that.
Doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl, because guys don't talk about it as much, but I think it's just as, it could be just as big, but I think it's harder for guys. They potentially feel more isolated because it's not like we talk about it.
Well, you kind of presume that the only insecurities and comparisons that men do are those big bros that, you know, sit at the gym and, like, you know, the ones that have the six packs and they look at one another and they compare six packs and stuff like that. You know, you kind of get that impression that they're the only men who have insecurities about their body image. Mm. And it's just not the case.
I think especially, like, maybe not guys who are older, but like when you're a teenager, it's a big, because at that point you're just trying to figure out where you fit in the world.
Yeah.
Like that was when it was the worst, for me in my experience, that's when it's the worst. Like, oh, well, why can't I look like my mate? Or, you know, as you say, like, oh, he's really sporty and I'm just not. And, you know, X, Y, Z, you know, even down to like, well, they can have the cool haircut and it just doesn't work for me. I try and it just doesn't work. So That's the worst kind of thing for guys. But then I don't think it just disappears because you're suddenly like, oh, I'm 18, I don't care anymore.
But do you know what? Even just you saying that right now, like, that is exactly the same things that girls have insecurities about. You know, why can't my hair look the way that my friend's does? You know, why does my friend, why can she look amazing in all these like little floaty dresses and like tank tops and things like that, and I just, you know, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, why am I tall and she's short? Why am I taller than all the other guys out there when my friend can get, you know, fancy? You can tell I'm just like putting my like teen insecurities in there, you know, like.
But that's your experience.
But, I mean, like, growing up as a teenager, you know, my I think if you like talk about where your insecurities lie and where your comparisons lie, and you almost go through your own timeline of doing so, I think you it makes you feel a bit better about yourself, because if you think about it, like when I was a young girl, you know, there wasn't really anything to, it wasn't the anything that popped into my head, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. And then you hit that certain point in your life. You know, you're lucky if you make it to secondary school before you start, like, kind of comparing yourself or having, you know, real insecurities. But, you know, for me, like, I think the earliest one I got was my height. You know, I'm very tall. I'm 6'1" now, but, you know, I was always the tallest girl in the class. I was often, you know, throughout primary school, the tallest in the class. Yeah. And when I got to secondary school, that became more of an issue, because a lot of the boys were shorter than me, because they hadn't had their growth spurts yet.
Yeah, once again, boys are a bit behind the curve.
You know, and throughout secondary school, which is high school, I think, if you're in America or whatever, you know, I had that insecurity of my height, because, well, all boys wanted with those tiny little pocket rockets
that or, they could hang on, carry. Wait, wait. This so is, you perceived.
So I perceived. So that was my insecurity. I had insecurity of being tall, and I also had bright rosy red cheeks, which... But I had very bright rosy red cheeks, which made me stand out. It was different and I didn't like it, and I felt really insecure about it. Now, if you take it into university life, you know, my insecurities I was starting to get used to the height thing, but, you know, it was still something that made me, I always had to stand out from the crowd, because I did out from the crowd. You know, I wasn't a massive girl, but I wasn't by any means like nice and slim and could wear what I want and things like that. You know, I was, I felt very insecure about my weight. And, you know, all my friends at uni were just, in my head, they were perfect. And I wasn't. And that's the insecurities I had through there. Now, if you fast forward it to, say, now, you know, I know that was, you know, a gap of, like, 10 years between university and now.
Yeah.
But, like, now my height, I love it.
Yeah.
I actually would freak out if I had to be short.
Yeah.
You know, I love my height. I don't really pay much attention to my red cheeks anymore, because I've kind of like, well, they're what I got, you know. And with regards to my weight, you know, I went from being, you know, overweight at uni to having an eating disorder, being very, very tiny. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, I feel healthy. I feel I have the body that enables me to live the life I want to live. And that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't by any stretch of the imagination mean that I don't have insecurities about myself and I don't compare myself to others. It just means, for me, looking at that timeline of where I've come and my journey through how I view my own body, it makes me realize that just at certain periods of my life, I'm going to want different things about myself and the way I look. And through age, you start to appreciate your body for what it can do rather than the way it specifically looks.
Yeah. But I also think within that, if you kind of follow your, or anybody, me or you or whoever, if you follow all the things that, like, well, when I was 15, I wanted to look this way. When I was 18, I wish I could do this or look this way. And it's always because you're like, because I wanted to look like this friend, or I wanted to look like that cool kid at school, or I wanted to be like that person I've seen on TV, or so you're never, it's never just in your head, you know. Nobody ever goes, I wish I could look like this because I just think that would be cool. or I think that would do. It's always because you see that other person. Do you see what I mean? So again, we're talking about it, it's like it's always that comparison. Like nobody has ever gone, I wish I was taller because I just think it would be good to be taller. There's always a reason. Like they know that person. Like I wish I was, like, for guys especially, like I was always okay tall wise, but I know guys that were like shorter. And they're like, I wish I was taller. They didn't wish they were taller just to be taller. They wished they were taller because the other guys were. And they just wanted to be like
them. Or they
them.
Wanted to get the girls. Or yeah, they perceived that being tall would get the girls.
Yeah. Like, I always wore glasses. And it was like, there were some times where I'm like, I wish I didn't have to wear glasses because no one else does. And then I wouldn't get picked on. And then I would be like the other ones. And now I'm just like, people go, well, why don't you wear contact lenses? And I'm like, I don't want to wear contact lenses. I wear glasses and that's my thing.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I've had to go through 30-odd years of wearing glasses. And at one point, a patch.
You're very young then, at least that
I wasn't very young. I was like 10 and it scarred me. I actually had to wear a patch because they tried to make the other eye work better. And then my dad ripped it off and I didn't have an eyebrow.
Oh, dear.
So don't give me crap about you had to go through hardship.
But I think I've heard people turn around and say, well, screw it. If you look back on your timeline of how you felt about yourself, chances are you're just never going to be happy because, you know, your insecurities are always going to change. You're always going to want different things. Yeah. And that's just, first of all, that's just a crappy attitude to have about yourself. Yeah. You know, you're never going to be happy. I think it's more you just have to realise that what you want out of life develops as you age.
Yeah.
And that could be body image, that could be your career, that could be your family, your relationships, your car. You know, do you still want the same car as you did when you were, you know, 15? No. But I think
everyone wants that souped up Corsa.
But I think that, you know, we do adapt and we do change, and it's all about how you react to those insecurities. It's all about how you react to those comparisons.
And I think it's a why. Like, I think over time you have to figure out why. So I want to be, like, when you're 15, I want to look like this. And the reason was, well, because I want to look like my friend. Well, why do you want to look like your friend? Well, he's much more popular than I am. And he gets all the girls or whatever. So that's my why. And it's really kind of, especially at that age, it's really superficial. And I think a lot of the time we don't move beyond that. And it's very reactive. Like, well, we just want to be like this other person, probably because they're more popular or because they're perceived to be cooler or happier. Or so if I was like that, I'd be better off.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, like, asking yourself, like, that notion of why, often when you think about the reason why you want a certain thing or want to look a certain way, you can often realise how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, when you think back to when you were 15 and you wanted to look a certain way because it meant you would get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you're like, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's not at the time, though.
But it's not at the time. That's what I'm saying.
And it never is at the time. It's never ridiculous. It is
now, but it's not at the time. At the time, it was your world.
It's everything.
Just like right now.
Exactly.
The insecurities and the comparisons that you have with regards body image, they are really important, and sometimes they can really bring you down, and sometimes, you know, they can really make you question who you are and what you have, and that's, you know, that in itself is insane. But I kind of want everyone to know that we all go through this.
Mm.
We all feel it to varying degrees and about different things, you know, dependent on age, and that you're not silly for feeling this way.
No, but I think it's sometimes it's just, as I said, just ask yourself why. Because I heard some really good advice when it came to just thinking of stuff, is ask yourself why twice. right? So bear with me. So let's go back to the 15-year-old version. So you go, I want to look like this because my friend looks like that. Why? Why do you want to do that? Oh, well, my friend looks like that and he's really popular and, like, you know, he's really cool. So why do you want that? Well, I want to be popular. Just keep asking yourself why.
Yeah,
I want to be popular.
That's because
I'm not popular. Is that, you know, and just keep...
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a technique that, you know, that I got taught a lot with my health coaching. Is
be that four-year-old.
You never stop asking why. Just keep on going why. And then when they give an answer, why. And when they give an answer, why. And then if you develop on through that, you know, you'll realise where that insecurity actually lies. You know, I want to look like my friend. Why do I want to look like my friend? Well, because my friend's really popular. Okay, well, why? Why do you want to be really popular? Well, because if you're popular, you get invited to lots of parties. Well, why do you want to be invited to lots of parties? Well, because if you get invited to parties, then the chances are you might meet someone.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to meet someone? Well, because I really want to have a boyfriend and I really want to get married. Well, why do you want to, you know, and then suddenly you realise it's got absolutely nothing to do with looking like your friend. It's just that you really want to find a partner.
Yeah.
You really want to find someone to settle down with. And then suddenly you're like, you know, shit, I'm
going to have to do another E.
Yeah.
Dagnabbit.
I'm obsessing about the way I look in this dress because I'm connecting how I look in this dress to whether or not someone will want to marry me.
Yeah, it's like, hang on a minute.
And it's like...
Back up.
Would you put, you know, if you were speaking to a friend about this and she was putting her entire value on whether or not she was going to find a partner... In how she looked in that one dress.
That one dress and that one day.
You'd be like, whoa, no, come on, girl. Like, whoa, calm down. Think twice about this. You're putting your entire value and self-worth in this one dress. That's crazy. But you only figure that out when you really realise why you're insecure about that. Why?
I mean, take you for an example. Why didn't you like your rosy cheeks? Because you thought people because were looking at you because of it.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? All the adults used to turn around to me and go, oh, I love your rosy red cheeks. They make you have such a glow. They make you look so healthy. Because rosy red cheeks were supposed to be
this health
indicative of being a healthy young person with this lovely young glow. And I'm like, yeah, well, none of my friends have that.
Exactly.
They spend 2 seconds out in the sun and they've got this lovely tan. And here's me, pasty white, with these bright red cheeks that... I'm just like...
So basically all it was you thought people were looking at you and also didn't like the look of them.
Yeah.
And your friends didn't, so therefore you were odd.
Yeah, and...
So this comes... Basically, just to kind of... Not to go round and round circles too much. A lot of it is also the perceived. Like, if you don't like something about yourself, often it's the perceived, well... I don't like this for XYZ reason, therefore other people are going to look at that and first of all notice it and second of all go, oh, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
First of all, the assumption that someone's noticed it is a jump.
Yeah.
Because as much as we like to think that people notice us, they actually don't as much as you think. Like, you being tall in a crowd when you were, like, 15.
Like, someone might notice that I'm tall.
But they're not going to be like, oh, that's bad.
But it doesn't mean to say that they're going to go, she's tall, and then have a secondary opinion of beyond that.
Yeah.
She's tall, that's horrible in a girl. Or,
yeah.
Or she's tall, and that's amazing. But you never get the, well, that's amazing part in my head. That just shut off. It was like... She's tall. Girls shouldn't be tall. Girls should be small little pocket rockets. And that's all anybody wants to be friends with. That's all anybody wants to, you know, and then spiral.
So as I say, You're assuming A, someone's noticed it, and B, they have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can just, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got red cheeks. Okay.
I think that if we leave that kind of side of it.
So basically we're just saying question your own head.
Question your own head and realise you're not alone
yeah.
in doing that. And then we've got this whole topic of the media. We're being very, with this particular podcast, we're being very broad in looking at body image. You know, we could pick on one small, tiny little detail and go down that route and talk for 50 minutes about it. You know, we could keep on talking yeah. for hours. So like, I think we're going to talk about the media next, but just in a generalization.
You can apply it to whatever is relevant.
You know, you could talk about the media in terms of what you see on TV, what you see on music videos, what you see on Instagram, what you see on Facebook, yeah.
What you see of people that you don't actually know.
Yeah. And first and foremost, the media is being blamed for a lot of the way we feel about our bodies.
Yeah. Well, you hear it.
The reason we are insecure about our own bodies is because of what we see on the media. The reason why we compare is because of what we see on the media. The reason why you think you're not good enough is what you see on the media. Media, 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 media. That's what's to blame.
Yeah.
When...
Obviously.
In all honesty... It's not the media that's the problem. It's our own heads. You could see a picture on Instagram and go, that's a nice picture of a woman, I don't know, standing on a beach in a bikini. She looks like she's having a nice time at the beach. Next picture. Ooh, a puppy. You know?
Ooh, puppy.
But it's our own minds that turns round and goes, oh, that's a picture of a woman at the beach in a bikini looking gorgeous. She's got really nice blonde hair. I don't have really nice hair. She's got really big boobs. I don't have big boobs.
Yeah.
She's got a flat.
I can't wear that.
She's got a flat stomach. I don't have a flat stomach. She's got long legs. I don't have long legs. If I want to be happy like she looks like she's happy and thin like her, because that obviously means she's healthy. And if I want to have that lifestyle where I can go to the beach and hang around with friends, because obviously she's got loads of friends there, yeah. because looking like she does, she will have loads of friends. Then, you know, I've got to completely change everything about myself if I want to... be the person and live the lifestyle she's yeah. lived.
Or even worse, I can't be anything like that, so therefore I've failed.
Yeah. Whoa! Hang on a cotton picking minute here. That picture didn't tell you anything of that.
No.
That picture didn't tell you your value, your worth. That picture didn't tell you that she has that lifestyle or feels that way or is healthy or is strong or is happy. That picture didn't tell you any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was your mind... that jumped to all those conclusions, and that made all those insecurities, that did all those comparisons.
Yeah. And she never even necessarily wanted you to do that. Like, just say it was a random person that put a picture up on Instagram. She wasn't putting that on necessarily going, ha ha, I'm going to make everyone feel bad.
But whether she was or she wasn't...
It doesn't matter, I suppose.
It doesn't matter. It was what your head, your own mind did...
Yeah.
...to... manipulate you and make you feel like shit about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that was your head. That wasn't the media. That wasn't that post. That yeah. post didn't do that to you. You know, I mean, David and I obviously are obsessed about the CrossFit world, and we follow a million athletes on social media, and they're all six-packed up to the max, and, well, some of them are, some of them aren't, yeah. actually. And some of them... are very much like, let's hold my phone from above so I can film talking while you can see my entire six pack and my little booty shorts and you're not even seeing my head anymore because it's just my like.
But that's there.
But that's them just filming a video and putting that on there. That's not telling you you need to look like that. That's not telling you that in order to be that person, you need to look like that, or you need to feel like that, or you need to do X, Y, or Z. That's your head pulling it out. Now, can we really blame the media for that?
I think the difference is, and jumping back to the original point, when you were growing up, as I said, why did you think you needed to do stuff? You were comparing your friend to your friends, you know? The only issue with the media is there's just more.
Yeah, I think
there's more people to compare.
Like when we were growing up, we had TV, we had magazines.
Yeah.
So we could see all these models in magazines. We could see our pop stars in magazines. Now, regardless of Photoshop or whatever was or wasn't going on, we could still see them that way.
Yeah.
We could still, like, we were the MTV generation, you know, you could still see all these music videos that, yeah, like, had them all, like, lounging out by the beach and having fun and things, yeah, like that.
So there was that element.
There was all that still there. But I do think that, you know, with the introduction of social media and us having mobile phones strapped to us, like, non-stop, yeah, you know, it is a lot harder now to be bombarded with all these images and videos and not feel insecure or compare.
And also, I think,
to be able to not put your mind in that place.
But I also think that when we were kids, in the olden days, if you saw, like, pop star, movie star, TV star, you kind of knew it wasn't real life. You know, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but, like, you know, even if you wanted to look like that pop star, you were like, yeah, but they're the pop star that, you know, whatever. And I think the issue with social media is now you're seeing what in our heads is, well, these are normal people. These are normal people like I am. They're not like a mega famous sports star that has all this money.
Yeah.
They're just a normal person walking down the street. Never mind that they're not a normal person walking down the street. They don't even live in your country. They're a totally different type of person in a different environment with whatever.
I mean,
there's just more people to compare yourself against. Yeah. And that's where it's getting even messier, because now people are trying to make some kind of Frankenstein monster of, like, you want that person's hair and you want that person's, like, six pack, yeah, and you want that person's legs, and it's like, that person never even existed.
Yeah.
You've made up a monster in your own head.
You know, I follow bloggers who, you know, are all health and beauty and are I pretty and am I gorgeous and don't I have the perfect body, but at the same time they tell me, this is what I have to do to, yes, look like that. This is how much I have to train. This is how much time I have to spend at the beautician getting zapped and whatevered. You know, they tell you.
This is how long I have
and
to
then
take
I
for
also
prepping
follow,
food.
I also follow bloggers who don't tell me any of that.
Yeah.
But just because they don't tell me any of that, does that mean that they are, you know, does the blogger who reveals everything, are they the better one out there? Do you know, am I not going to compare myself to them because I know how much hard work they've got to do? Mm. No, I'm still going to compare myself to that person because I still want to look like that person.
Yeah, but then even worse, you might actually just blindly copy exactly what they do and you're still not going to get, yeah, it to work.
So, I mean, I think that we have to take our own sense of personal responsibility in all this,
which is true with most things.
Yeah, it's true with life.
We've kind of given up on that thing. Like, so much isn't our responsibility or our fault or because of XYZ.
Yeah, I mean, the media ain't going anywhere. Social media isn't going anywhere. Instagram, yeah, and all that comes with it, it's not going anywhere. So I think we need to take a sense of our own responsibility. So we need to go, those things are out there. I can do one of two things about it. I can carry on the way I am, making myself feel shit about myself. Or I can take the option not to feed the beast.
Yeah.
The media is the beast. I have to decide whether or not I want to feed the beast or I want to take a step back and let it starve. And you feed the beast by following these bloggers and these athletes and people anybody who if you follow someone that does not make you feel good about yourself, you have to decide, you have to take responsibility for that, and you have to unfollow them.
Yeah, even if they're not meaning that. Like, say, for example, in a guy, I follow Rich Froning from the CrossFit Games. If I look at Rich and go, gosh, I'm never going to be as strong as him, I feel really bad about myself. He's never tried to, like, go,
done that to you.
But I'm like, this is making me feel...
Yeah, you have to take responsibility for that, and you have to go, I'm not feeding the beast anymore.
What I'm trying to say is, it doesn't have to be an extreme and an obvious case of, you know, like, you follow someone who's like, oh, I spend 7 weeks in Hawaii and that's my job because I'm a lifestyle model or whatever they want to be called. Like, that's probably not going to be good for you anyway. But just anything where you just look at it and go, that's not going to make me feel good. Like, flicking through my Instagram while you're eating your lunch at work, you know, you're like, oh, you see that picture and you're like, oh,
I mean,
oh,
that's the thing. I said, you know, do we feed the beast? And I said the media was the beast. You know what, actually, the media is not the beast. Our minds are the beast.
Yeah.
And I think that the media is the food that we are feeding our beast. So you've got to decide whether or not you want to keep on feeding that monster inside your head with all these things that make you feel bad about yourself. Now, you could follow a lifestyle blogger who is all like, oh, aren't I fancy and dainty and don't I have the most perfect life? And if you feel nothing when you read that, like, you're just like, oh, I'm here for your recipes.
Yeah.
Or I'm here for your hair tips because I like the fact, I like to put my hair up and you always give tutorials on how to make braids or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't make you like feel... If you follow them and they don't make you want to inflict change within yourself, to be like them, then carry on following them. You know, no one's a good or a bad influence. It's they're only a good or a bad influence if they make you feel terrible about yourself.
Well, that's why I took the Rich Froning example of, like, he's just an athlete that's there. You know, he's not trying to do anything. He's just kind of like, oh, this is what I did today.
Yeah. And I think that I think that really is key. I think you have to take responsibility back.
Like, in the same way that if you had all your Instagram was just like, when anything bad happened in the world, something came up, you'd be like, God, the world is a horrible place to live. Like, every time there was like somebody got like stabbed in any country, you got an alert from it. You'd be like, oh my God, the world's falling apart. Now, I'm not saying that it's good to live in cloud cuckoo land where nothing bad ever happens. But if you genuinely think, if you got every time something bad happened, you got an alert, you'd feel crap.
Yeah.
Or you could follow puppies. But then you might feel crap that you can't have a puppy. But you know what I mean? Like, if you...
Yeah, you know, if you know,
just
it's basically like going, I'm going to pick up my phone and scroll through Instagram right now. It's going to make me feel shit about myself.
Yeah, because all these horrible things have happened, and I just see that horrible, horrible. Oh my God, I feel terrible. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and every time I scroll through Instagram, I'm going to pick myself apart.
Yeah, like, what's the point? Like, you've actually done that. You haven't even realized that's what you've set yourself up for. You've set yourself up to unlock your phone and just go, as you sit there and eat your lunch.
And I think if we pull the media away, I think what we're left with is a very, very, very big part that people forget. I hear a lot of blame on the media.
Damn you.
Screw the media. If the media didn't exist, you know what? We would still be comparing ourselves to the people that we see in real life.
Exactly.
You would be comparing yourself to your friends. You would be comparing yourself to a random stranger that you saw on the street.
Damn those random strangers.
Damn those random strangers. It's always still going to exist. That's why I'm saying, I'm not turning around and saying, like, you can more easily take control of the situation when it comes to things like social media, because you can decide, I'm going to unfollow you.
On or off.
You can't unfollow your friends. You know, if you want them to be around you, but you compare yourself to them. You know, you can't just go, well, screw you, I'm not gonna. Jeez. unless it's a toxic relationship,
and
you
shouldn't,
but that's a completely different thing altogether. You know, we're still going to be around those people, and that's where we get onto the next issue, is how can we feel better about ourselves and the way we look. You know, we need to start looking at ourselves and our mind, because that's where this issue starts and ends.
Yeah. Which it's we've mentioned, with, yeah.
It's with how you view yourself. Never mind media.
No.
Never mind the images you're being bombarded with. Never mind what your friends and your colleagues and those strangers on the street looks like. It's all about your mind.
And most of it is perception. Like, yeah. We have extrapolated out. First of all, you've extrapolated out maybe one or two things about yourself to like the nth degree, because you've looked at if we're talking specifically about body image, you've looked at yourself from every angle under the sun in different mirrors and lights and stuff
and gone.
And clothes and
that's okay, hate that. That's okay, yeah. Hate that.
Like the whole logic of you try something on in the changing rooms and you're like, oh, that looks great, and then you try it on at home and you're like, wow, this looks crap. This doesn't, because just the lighting's different or your head's different or whatever. So, and then what you're doing is you're then projecting that onto other people. Like, they think that. They've never even said that to you. Or you then do the next classic of you've projected that on them. So before they get the chance to say something about it, you're going to tell them about that. Like, if they went, oh, nice t-shirt, like, to me, and I'd be like, it's okay. I don't really like how my arm's looking at or something. And
well, they never even thought of that. Do you know what? I think women are really bad for that. Women will walk into a situation and they'll, you know, turn around and go, oh my God, I hate my legs in this dress. I hate my legs in this dress. Your friends haven't even had the chance to open their mouth and say hi. Or, oh my God, you look really pretty. They haven't even opened their mouth to say that. You've just straight away gone in there with the negative because you think to yourself, if I get in there first, then that doesn't give them the opportunity to think that about me, when I know that's what they're going to be thinking about. So rather than letting them get to that conclusion, I'm just going to tell them.
And then you
because I already know. Don't worry. I already know that I don't look very good today.
Yeah. I won't say, I'll save you the embarrassment of telling me.
Yeah.
Whoa. But then the other thing of, if someone then complimented you, then you would automatically go, ah, but they're just saying that.
Yeah.
So you can't win, because if somebody said, do you know what, you look like shit, you would take that for like 100% face value. But if they said, do you know what, you look really nice, you'd be like, oh, you're just saying that to be nice. So you can't win unless you let yourself.
Well, you can't win unless you realise what the real issue is.
Yeah.
It's not what you see back in that mirror. It's what your head tells you you see back in that mirror. Mm. It's your mind. Your mind is the issue. And that, folks, is what we really have to look at. That is the issue. What you think in your mind and how you view yourself. Now, we're not here to tell you how you can change that. We're not here to tell you how you can
special formula
suddenly, you know, click your fingers and you'll look in the mirror and you'll be like, I am hot. Everyone wants to be me. Everyone wants to look like me. I want to look like me. Hell yes.
I don't think I want to be that person.
But you know what? Like, you could be that person. The only thing that changes is what's in your head.
Yeah.
Like, if you think you're hot, you're hot.
Sorry, I've just got this mental image of like Johnny Bravo. Hey.
Or Duffman.
Duffman,
hey. Oh yeah. But that is it. Like, if you want to be gorgeous, you have to just look at yourself in the mirror and go, I'm gorgeous.
But you,
it's not as easy as saying it.
No.
But it's when you truly believe it within yourself.
Yes, which is a
that process, that can be it, because it's, you are those things if you truly believe you are those things. Because you are what matters.
Hmm.
You know, it's not about like standing in the street and like getting a massive survey poll to see whether or not folks would
So to jump back, kiss right,
you or not.
I'm being the devil's advocate here.
Oh, I hate when David does this.
Imagine that being your job. Hello, devil's advocate. So by saying like it is if you believe it is and all this kind of stuff, which is great. So how do you get from, and I don't mean like step by step, 10-step plan. How do you get from going, I look like shit and nobody likes me, to actually genuinely believing that you might look good? How do you even start?
Yeah. You know what? All I can do is...
Just because I can just imagine people listening. All I can do is speak
from experience. Now, I am, as I said at the beginning of this podcast, I don't look in the mirror and go, damn, you're a fine piece of ass, Jen.
So, you know, first point, you're not even at that stage.
I'm not even at that stage. So
I don't want people to be listening going, oh, well, it's all right for you to say that.
Yeah, like, I'm not at that stage. I have insecurities and I compare. But compared to where I was 5 years ago, I am in a lot better place.
And that's the thing. Just trying to get a little bit better.
Yeah. First of all, I think it does come a bit more with age. I think as you get older, you tend to see yourself more for what you can do, what your body allows you to do.
But it doesn't completely disappear.
But it doesn't disappear, you know.
I think it might for blokes. Blokes just seem to give up. I don't think my dad sits there worrying.
No, but women do tend to do this more than
men. But I don't want to say that it's
but
just
I'm women. Not saying that it's not.
Maybe it does. Maybe you just can't be bothered.
I'm not saying it's not not an issue that men don't deal with. I think age is a big factor. I think also, as I said, you start appreciating yourself for what you can do. So you start to see your strengths.
Yeah. But let's say right now you don't. Right now you're a person that looks at yourself in the mirror and goes, I don't want to feel like this anymore. Even if it's going to get better in 3 years' time, how do I start that now?
I think it does help by, if you're standing in front of that mirror and you are seeing loads of flaws, okay? Let's start by identifying one thing that you do like about yourself. Say it's your eyes. You really like your eyes. You've always liked your eyes. Your eyes sparkle. Everyone tells you how much your eyes sparkle.
Yeah.
Own it.
Yeah.
Own it and go, when you look at yourself in that mirror, go, damn, I love my eyes. I think my eyes are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You really do believe that.
Well, because it is. It's not like believing it in a fake way. It's
and it
like,
is because you, because you it feel it in your core.
Yeah.
That your eyes are gorgeous. So just start with that. Just start with one thing that makes you feel really good about yourself.
Yeah.
I think getting rid of all those people that make you feel like shit about yourself on social media, that is another step.
Well, you just don't have that exposure to negativity.
Yeah. And I think that's...
Constantly.
That's another thing. Start to really view what everybody wants to be, a healthy person. That's what everybody wants to be, healthy and happy, healthy and happy. Start to really think about what you view health as being.
Yeah.
You know, do you view right now health as being what this healthy lifestyle blogger is on Instagram? You know, that beach picture?
Yeah.
Is that what health really is? Maybe explore it a bit more. Realize that maybe that isn't what health is. Maybe health is how you feel on the inside. Maybe health is... And then start questioning those facts within yourself. Start asking yourself why. Start taking responsibility for it. And start... It's not about going, you know, I will have a more positive body image about myself if I starve myself and go to the gym and... I will think positively about myself when I have this and when I look like that and when I do this. I think we have to go, no, this is about the mind and how I view about myself. Just start questioning things. Just start
looking at things. I also think you do have to break away a little bit from the social norms, because Like, I've seen it before, like, someone, and it in my experience, it does happen more with women, where, you know, someone will say something, and then they'll be like, oh, yeah, me too, and suddenly you get into this little negative death spiral, and it's like, you're all just picking out things you don't like about yourself, or you're saying things like, oh, yeah, I'm crap because I ate this yesterday, or, you know, it could be anything. It could be the fact that you've had, like, 3 coffees that day. And it's like, okay, big whoop. You know, it's not. And it's just like, oh, I put on 2 pounds. Oh, well, I put on 5. And it's like, what?
Don't let yourself get sucked into that.
And it's again, it's similar to the social media. It's the negativity spiral of, like, you could sit there scrolling through Instagram going, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Or you could go, or you could be sitting with people chatting for 30 minutes, and all you're talking about is all these bad things.
Yeah.
And it's like, just don't. And it sounds really stupid, but you almost, once you notice it, and it's a reflex action. We don't like to be the person that has the positive for some reason. Because can you imagine if in that social circle, someone goes, oh, I ate like a load of crap yesterday, and oh, yeah, I feel after the weekend you know, I just feel a bit rubbish or don't really like what I did. And then you're the person that's like, oh, I felt great.
Yeah.
I looked after myself all weekend. I went out with my partner. We had a nice long walk along the beach. And
then
suddenly the conversation's just like, oh.
I think it's because there's always that sense of camaraderie in the negative. Yeah. You feel like you can bond over negativity.
Misery breeds
company.
Somebody. Yeah.
I think
it's easier to bond over bad things.
It's easier to bond over than bad really things, good things than positive things. But just, yeah, if you want to be that positive person, be that positive person.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine being someone going, oh, I really hate that person because they're so positive.
Do you know what? I think a lot of people who are trying to, like, I follow a lot of people who are trying to really bust this, you know, negative body image that we have about ourselves. And I think a lot of people do turn around and go, well, it's all right for that person because they look the way they do. But do you know what?
Which is what I wanted to say about you.
But do you know what? I had a really severe eating disorder and I was tiny. Like, I'm 6'1" and at my lowest I was 45 kilograms. You know, I was tiny.
Yeah.
And people didn't know I had an eating disorder. They may have guessed it, but the stranger on the street didn't know. And I used to get all these looks from women, these horrible looks from women, you know, who presumed I was out to steal their man because I looked the way I did, you know. I used to be able to buy the tiny size, you know, in the shops and be able to fit into any dress I wanted. And
when you say
people,
tiny...
Hang on. And people used to turn around to me and say, oh my gosh, you look like a model, right? People think that that's what they want. That's what would make them happy. Well, do you know what? I hated my body more than ever when I was that size. I was not healthy. And I'm not saying if you are that size that you're unhealthy. Saying that I wasn't healthy. And I saw more flaws within myself when I was that size than I ever do now. And just when you're looking at these people who are trying to help you and they're trying to bust this negative body image connotation, just because you look at them and you go, oh, well, it's all right for them because they look a certain way.
Yeah.
Just take a step back and think twice about it. Because just because you think someone looks fine, doesn't mean to say that they're not allowed to have insecurities, or they're not allowed to compare, or they're not allowed to try and help you with this.
Or it's easier for them.
Or that it's easier for them. I just want to kind of say that. So, like, high fives to all my fellow ladies and dudes out there who are trying to just help as many people as possible with this and help as many people get out the other side and start, like, let's just all start you know, by thinking one good thing about ourselves, one good thing that we like, one good thing that we love, and just move on from there. Take it from there.
Yeah. And cool. And I think that that's just, it's just be more positive. I think we need to bring that back in. I think the world is very negative in general about everything. You know, as we've said before, even just with like the news, you always just hear the bad news. And I know that's important. You need to know what's going on in the world.
Well, if I can jump in there, I think what you're trying to say at that point is not necessarily be more positive about yourself. Yeah, that would be great, but sometimes you do struggle to feel good about yourself. But just in general, in this whole world, let's start being a bit more positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just about anything. You went and got a coffee that day, rather than just going, oh, I got a coffee and then I need to go to work. You know, this is great. I get to go for a walk. It's a nice day. This tastes great. I got to say hi to somebody. You know, just anything.
Yeah. Not I had to go and get a coffee because work's terrible and I'm really tired. Just, well, I got a chance to get outside and get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Yay.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Smile.
So, I hope that's kind of got you just thinking a bit more about how you view yourself and kind of just opening up this conversation and getting more people talking. We don't have the answers, but I don't think anybody does. You know, I think
but just for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all have the answers somewhere deep down for ourselves.
I think we've just got to
start trying to find them. And taking it from there.
Yep.
Right. So before we finish up, let's check out some rants and raves for this week. David, what is your rant?
Cleaning. I don't like cleaning, especially when we don't get any benefit, because it's cleaning to leave a flat to move somewhere else. So you're doing all this cleaning and you're not even going to bloody live here anymore.
Yeah,
I think it's just to get the money back.
There's cleaning, and then there's cleaning to get your deposit back. I think that they're two very different things. Panic
cleaning.
This is like top to bottom, like, you know, completely like bleach the entire house, like clean. You want it to sparkle because you really want your deposit back. And oh my god,
and it's not like we're living in filth.
No, but it's just really tiring. It's just really tidying. And then
you have to pack, and then you have to clean. On top of all that,
you have to pack, and
And then by packing, you're making things messy.
Yeah.
Because, like, those boxes that you haven't gotten out for 2 years because you've not moved for 2 years are covered in dust. So you're like, right, I've cleaned this room. I'll just move this box. Oh, crap.
Yeah. I did
get a new mop, so that was exciting.
You
did get
a new mop. You were quite excited about that. A bit too excited.
It had, like gizmos.
That was my rant as well, cleaning. What's your rave?
The football season is nearly starting again, because I follow the NFL. Pre-season's over, where people take way too much stock in what's happened, and now we can actually play proper football and start again, and we'll just see how it goes. But it's nice to know it's back.
David, the Falcons got to the Super Bowl last year. Do you think they can do that again?
Well, according to the entire world, they'll have a Super Bowl hangover, because that's what happens all the time. So therefore, no, we're going to implode and just fall over.
Apart from if you're the Pats, they'll get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they don't lose the Super Bowl. That's the problem. They win the Super Bowl. But anyway, yeah. And we've got a shiny new stadium.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Which seems really bright. Like, I've seen highlights on the TV, and the shadows are really dark. Like, it's the noon sun in Arizona. It's so bright. So
that's cool.
There'll be some stupid thing like, oh, they're not used to the grass.
Oh. It'll be what it is.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's not... It's at the end of the day, it's me watching other people do their job. And it should be fun. Yeah. And I think that's what I learned from last season, losing in the Super Bowl, was I took a little bit too much, like, investment in it. So it kind of hurt too much. And I'm like, I don't like that.
No. Well, my rave is that it's officially spring now. The 1st of September marked the first day of spring here in Australia. So,
in the Southern Hemisphere.
yeah, the few of us that are in the Southern Hemisphere are all like jumping for joy because it's going to start getting warmer and the sun's going to be out more and
the flowers are
out and the birds are chirping and it's just a bit more cheerful. And I'm really looking forward to it because winter felt really wintry this year. And yeah, that sucked.
It was the usual. Oh, it's colder than normal. It's longer than normal. It's later than normal. It's wetter than normal.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to springing and yeah, just everyone just being a little bit more happier.
They will be as soon as the sun comes out.
Yeah.
And it's not like back in the UK here. When the sun comes out, they're like, yeah, you know, oh, it's too hot.
Yeah, or like when the sun...
Unless it is really too hot.
When the sun comes out in the UK and people are like, well, it's not going to last long.
It'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, it's 9 a.m. on the first sunny day. Well, this isn't going to last.
Well, that was our... And then the next day it's not sunny. Like, well, that was summer.
That was summer. Oh, dear. Right. Bless. Enough Brit talk. Thanks for listening to this episode, guys. If you have any comments or questions, then please email us or check out the website chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know your opinions with regards to body image. Check out Chase the Red Grape on all social media channels. We are most active over on Facebook, but particularly Instagram.
Don't unfollow us.
No.
We are good people.
Yeah. Although I very rarely put a picture of myself on, so...
All right, next week you're just going to have, like, break me face.
Yeah. And if you have time, leave us a review. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a podcast. But see you all next week for more fun. Oh, no, hang on. We won't see you next week.
News announcement. Breaking news.
You won't see us next week because we're moving. So we won't have time to record a podcast next week because we're moving apartments. But the week after that, we'll be back with an updates podcast, letting you know how we're getting on, how we feel in our new place, etc., etc. So,
and you'll find out if the acoustics in the new place are actually any good.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Anyway, hope you all have a fab week and we will speak soon. Bye for now. Bye.